your Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Little Neil Young sub-theme. He's feuding with Spotify. Well, anyways, he's going to lose. Spotify is not a music platform, and they paid Joe Rogan $100 million to misinform the populace for fun and profit. Hell, Republicans, they're also doing that. You know, that's the saddest part. I'm going to take more of your grievances at 844-967-2789. But to my opinion, Republicans are killing their own sheeple, their own constituents. And I mean, literally, people are dying from their bad medical advice, but they're doing so for profit. They're fundraising on people's anti-vaxxer notions. They're fundraising on this freedom from tyranny and Fauci. So they're literally making money on killing their constituents. And the vast majority of them, I suspect, know better, probably have been vaccinated, possibly boosted. Hell, if Trump has been, I'd say the vast majority of Republicans have been. So they're killing people for fun and profit. So, you know, if I make that allegation, at least I back it up. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, always a crowd favorite. Welcome back, Wisco.
Yeah, thank you, Jeannie, first of all, and happy Friday to you, Mike.
Thank you.
It's also confusing. Let me get this straight. The GOP set up how elections are run in this state.
Yep.
Who are now investigating the election, but they try to overturn it.
Well, it's because they didn't like the outcome. They also set up the electoral rules in 2016, but Donald Trump won the election in 2016. Did you hear any of them challenging the outcome or absentee ballots? There were 67,000 absentee ballots for Donald Trump in 2016. His margin of victory over Hillary Clinton was less than 21,000 votes. How do we know there wasn't rampant fraud in the absentee ballots when Trump won? See, it's a one-way street, Paul. It's only problematic if we lose. You know that. You know this isn't about the real whatever. This is about trying to take power.
The good old GOP, I tell you, they aren't right about anything. I mean, it's just amazing anymore. Jeannie has it right. But I'm going to move on because this is very confusing. You set up all the elections were run, then you investigate the elections, but it turns out you tried to overturn it. Okay.
Well, they proved there's voter fraud, Paul. You just didn't know the election fraud they meant were the false slate of electors that, you know, Republican party chairs in the state of Wisconsin that signed off on a fraudulent document and then mailed it off to the National Archives at the apparently legal advice of Rudy Giuliani.
It's just an amazing thing. I'm going to run to a grievance because this is just insane. My grievance is against Senator Johnson, not my senator, by the way, who voted against the infrastructure bill. I'm never going to forgive him for that, by the way. Couldn't we at least, Ron, fix up Walker's mess with the infrastructure in this state? Tony's tried, but you could have helped it along, but you refused to do it. You refused to put people to work, put money back into the economy. You're a loser, I hope. Thank you very much, Crudy.
Well, he's certainly a loser, Paul. That part's not a hope and aspirational thing. Appreciate the call, man. Hope you have a great weekend. Be like Paul. Call us. There's still time for your calls at 844-967-2789. Here is a stunning headline from the great state of Wisconsin. This one to end the show. Republican lawmakers plan legislation to break up Milwaukee public schools and expand vouchers to all students. That's the headline. Bolly Beck reports. Republican lawmakers plan to propose a sweeping package of legislation to overhaul K-12 in Wisconsin that would break up the state's largest school district within 2 years. Did you catch that? 2 years. And expand private school vouchers to every student, regardless of family income. The proposal is part of a package that expands taxpayer-funded alternatives to public schools. We got an uncapped mandate now. including increasing the number of charter schools and giving parents money to pay for additional learning opportunities outside of normal school day, including college courses. Yeah, if you're expanding actual opportunities, I'm not really against that. But when you're breaking the school district and saying send your kids to private school at taxpayer dollars, I got a big issue with that. 844-967-2789. Here's a quick quote. Alberta Darling. If only my pal Dominic ever had the courage to run for state senate, he lives in that district. Here's her quote. These bills are in response to a number of issues parents and children are seeing as COVID-19 and failed school leadership are eliminating educational opportunities in our schools. The schools are fine in River Hills, Alberta Darling. You're talking about breaking up somebody else's school district. Our package of bills promotes school performance transparency and accountability, as well as reasserts parental choice. There it is, choice schools and rights. But what they never actually do, Alberta Darling, is hold choice schools accountable to any measures of success. If we're paying extra, shouldn't we get a better performance? Not an equal, arguably equal performance at best. You get to pick and choose your students. You don't have to take kids with IEPs, which is 20% of the kids in the school district that Republicans now want to break up. So they're going to break up a school district where 20% of 75,000 students have an IEP. And you're going to what? Give them the option to go to private schools that don't have to service children with IEPs. What could possibly go wrong here? A couple of quick grievances. John from Madison, you're next. Welcome, John.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You know, just the whole Republican COVID response is my beef today. You know, when it was just the blue states, you know, Jared thought it was cool just to ignore it. And then after the election, they wanted the misery index to just be as far right as possible, right? Peg that meter hard right. And it backfired because they're losing 2,000 people a day. And Trump even had to come out and say, you know what? You probably should get your shots and a booster. And then they all it backfired. They've created this monster, and it's going to eat them up. And maybe that's okay. It's a lesson they needed to learn. Because you don't mess with science. These are the same people that don't believe in climate change, right? Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
John, appreciate your call. And they're... Here's the one thing I take some consolation in. During the pandemic last year, we had a pandemic primary, right? But it was also the general election for Wisconsin Supreme Court. And a year prior, we had seen Hagedorn win a spot on the court, that supposed swing voter Hagedorn. We saw him beat Lisa Neubauer by 5,600 votes. And then the Wisconsin Supreme Court said, you got to go vote in person in a pandemic. And who was his name? The former Supreme Court Justice, the Walker appointee. Well, he was soundly trounced by Jill Karofsky, 163,000 votes, in no small part because of how Republicans responded. Thank you to my fine guest, Charles Franklin. MPS broken up by Republicans. I bet you Earl talks about it. Stick around for his fine show. Have a great weekend, everyone.